Most people in business that I know want to get results and they want to get them fast. They're always thinking about new things, focusing on new ideas, determined to get the results they're looking for. And sometimes it takes a lot longer than they might like. When you consider the business people that you know, it's likely that some of them might have achieved amazing results since you last spoke with them, while others may seem stuck or unable to move forward. In each of these situations, their results probably have a lot less to do with their goals, their mindset, their plans, or even their determination than you might think. Instead, it's largely about their speed of implementation. How quickly are they making things happen?
Increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed. Top secrets of marketing and sales. Now. David Blaze.
Speed of implementation is about how quickly we can iterate, reiterate, try things, fail, and then try more things so we can get to the actions that work. How fast can you get from an idea to an action to a result that can be measured? The faster we do these things, the faster we find out what works and what doesn't work. In a previous podcast, we talked about the three primary stages of this, starting with the idea, then moving to the action, which then generates the result. Each time we generate a new idea, we either go through that process to take an action and get a result, or we kill off the idea in the idea stage. We fail to take action on it, and then our results are determined by the actions we didn't take. The FTDs, the things we failed to do. Of course, our speed of implementation applies to our activities, but it's also dependent on outside factors, like the response of others. In sales, we can provide someone with a quote today, but we can't control when or if they'll respond. But even in these cases, we're far better off doing our part now rather than later because we're getting the wheels of action in motion. And the sooner we take action on our ideas, the sooner we see the results of that action, so we can determine our next appropriate steps. Also, when I talk about speed of implementation, I'm not talking about rushing through things. Instead, I'm just talking about tightening up the time between the idea that we have and the action we take, reducing the gaps between the ideas and the implementation. And even with this, we have to be careful. I'm not suggesting that we should be impulsive and just act on every single idea that pops into our heads. Of course, we need time to evaluate those ideas, determine which are worthy of action and which are not worthy of action, and prioritize them so we're acting on what we believe are the best ideas first. But very often, this can happen a lot faster than we think. We each have a certain tempo, a speed at which we do things. I grew up on the East Coast of the United States. We have a bit of a reputation for speaking fast and acting fast. When I'm excited about an idea, I tend to speak even faster, which is not always an advantage, let's face it. So once again, I'm not suggesting we rush through the things that are so important. We still need to take time to listen, to think, and to deliberate. But once we've made that decision to move forward on something, our speed of implementation will be a huge determining factor in our results. Sometimes procrastination will play a role. Sometimes it's fear. Sometimes it's dread or indecision. And each of these things can significantly delay the amount of time it takes to get to the things that we actually want. Have you ever put off doing something for a week or a month that literally could have ended up taking maybe 45 minutes to an hour to complete? I know I have. Sometimes we spend more time dreading something than it actually takes to complete it. Of course, just taking action doesn't mean we're going to get the desired result. But if we don't get the desired result, we'll know that sooner so we can evaluate our options and take a different action. When we start to get good at this, at reducing the time between our ideas and our actions, we can literally get results from 4, 5, or even 10 or more different actions while our competitors are still trying to figure out what they should do first. Speed of implementation is a powerful accelerant for intelligent, thoughtful action. If you need to make things happen better and faster in your business, go to topsecrets.com/call to schedule a call with myself or my team. If you've been thinking about doing this for a while, then this is really the perfect time for you to put speed of implementation to work for you. Reduce the time between the idea and the action. Go to topsecrets.com/call right now. schedule the soonest opening we have, and start getting better results in your business right away. Again, that's topsecrets.com/call.
Increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business guaranteed. Top Secrets. Topsecrets.com.